beautiful.
Yeah. Have you got a few minutes to talk?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. I love the story you just told me about never missing a Sunday. Or...
Oh, well, I was saying my mother always told me that I never missed a Sunday because she was the church organist, and one Sunday she was pregnant, and then she had me during the week, and then the next Sunday I was back in my dad's arms as the baby, and she was playing the organ. So I've spent most of my life right here in this church, except for the 12 years I was in Boston, and I could hardly wait to get back here, move back here.
Mm-hmm. What brought you back here?
Well, we had my husband and I had our two children when we were living in Boston, and he grew up in Boston, and he said, Boston is no place for kids to go to school. It's great for college, but for young kids, he said, he just felt it was dangerous. When he went to Boston schools, he said, if you asked the teacher a question, you got beat up at recess. So he said, I want our kids to grow up in a safe place, and I love New Sweden too, so let's go to New Sweden. So we came back after 12 years in Boston and raised our kids here, and they went to New Sweden schools. And mm-hmm. New Sweden school has a reputation for turning out very good students. So mm-hmm. We just figured we'd come here, and I'm a nurse. I worked here in the hospital for 30 years in the operating room, mm-hmm. Cary Medical Center. So okay. Most of my relatives are nurses, and they've all worked forever. A lot of us trained in the same hospital in Boston. It was really fun, and it's when I was probably in my early 20s, I'd sit here in the congregation, I'd look around, and almost all of the women were nurses in the congregation. You know, it was a good job for women at the time, and we all did that. But
why is the Midsummer Festival important to you?
Well, it's the Swedish heritage. Midsummer is celebrating not really the middle of the summer; it's the beginning of the summer, and they're just celebrating. In Sweden, they had such very harsh winters, and they're just celebrating summer finally being here, the warm weather and the beautiful flowers, and it's just a fun time. It's a tradition that we've always done in our family. We attend Midsummer weekend is the busiest weekend for us other than Christmas. And we go to all the activities that are going on. There's lots of good food, a lot of good Swedish cooks. And hearing the stories that other people tell about their history and New Sweden and Old Sweden, and it's just a fun time. People getting together.
Did your parents tell a lot of those stories?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite story?
My favorite story. That's hard to say. There's so many. You've talked to my mother earlier today, so she's probably told you all the stories. Let me try to think. I think one of the stories that my mom tells when she was growing up in here, her grandparents would take her to school or wherever she was. If they were going to town, it was by horse and buggy or horse and sleigh. They didn't, their cars in the wintertime, they took the tires off and put them up on blocks in the barn. You know, and I've always loved horses. My dad always told me I was born 30 years too late because he had to take care of all his dad's horses. So I never had a horse, but I did find a place to ride. Not too far from here. But just the things that my mom told me about the things she did when she was a kid. She went to high school in Massachusetts, and she said when they went there that everybody was talking about the Depression, and she's thinking, what Depression? Because here, she lived on the family farm, and they had cows and hens and pigs, so they butchered all of their meat. And they had a huge apple orchard because my great-grandfather would buy an apple tree from every apple tree salesman that came around. And so they had apples, and my mom and my aunt said that when they were just little girls, what they would do is take each apple, and they wrapped it in like a page of the Sears catalog and wrapped it up and put it in a potato barrel, and it was put down in the cellar. And that kept the apples from touching each other so they didn't spoil. So they always had, they had potatoes growing, and they had a vegetable garden. So she said, as far as she knew, there was no depression because they always had everything they needed. And then, of course, there were people in the family that went hunting, so they had rabbits and deer and moose and things like that, too. And so they always had everything living in the country. It wasn't like the city must have been. And I remember when I went to nursing school in Boston, my mother called it a cement jungle because there was, everything was tall buildings and cement sidewalks and broken glass and not much green grass and not much flowers. So we used to go visit an aunt and uncle down in the Worcester area, and we'd come home and we'd say, oh, those poor city kids that have to live here. We thought being in the country was great. We just loved it. My dad would get us up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go sliding on the farm, on the potato farm, when the snow was, the crust was crusty before the sun came up. So you had to go out at 4 a.m. and slide on the crust before the sun came up and started melting it. So we'd be out, you could even ride your bicycle on the crust, but you had to get it back up the hill before it started to melt or you were in big trouble.
Now they used to rule the roads here, didn't they?
They did when my mother was a little girl, yes. They had a horse with it had a roller on the back, and they just packed the snow down, and the horse and the sleigh went on top of the snow, on the packed down snow. That was what they did with their roads, because they weren't paved, they were just dirt roads.
And how late, do you know how late they did that, when they stopped doing that?
I don't know.
The advent of the cars, or?
Well, they had old cars, you know, well, they were new cars to them, but they had cars when my mother was a child, but they didn't use them in the wintertime. They used the horse and sleigh in the wintertime. They, like I said, they put the car up on blocks in the barn and took the rubber tires off and put them somewhere warmer so they wouldn't freeze and deteriorate. So that's some of my stories I have, I guess.
But tell me a little bit about the church here.
I don't know what to tell you. You should ask my mother about that.
You said it was built in
1892, I believe.
1892? Okay. Okay. Great.
So.
Yeah. It's a beautiful church.
Yeah, it is. It's simple, but the windows are beautiful. They're very beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And your last name is Jepson.
Well, my maiden name is Jepson.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And your first name is?
Diane.
Diane. And your name now is?
Ward.
Ward?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.